As part of our series, County Lines, Community Voices producer Anna Laurie went to rural Northeastern High School to talk to students in FFA about their lives. In this story, two sophomore friends at Northeastern, Luke Wilson and Cody Reed, discuss the pressures and successes they've experienced raising and showing livestock.
Okay, my name is Luke Wilson, and I'm from Northeastern High School. I'm a sophomore, and I'm 16 years old.
I'm Cody Reed from Northeastern High School. I'm a sophomore, and I'm 15 years old.
Okay, Cody, I understand that you operate on a bicentennial farm. What does that mean to you?
Bicentennial is a farm that has been in operation for more than 200 years, for those of you who are wondering. And it's a lot of pressure because I know that a lot of my family members before me have worked and put in a lot of hours to keep the farm going, and knowing that I can screw up one little thing and the whole farm can go downhill, go out of operation. That's not something that a lot of people think about, but it's always there in the back of my head, like, I can't screw this up. Luke, I understand that you run a small, very small breeding operation for show club cattle. What's it like not having a lot to work with, but trying to get to where you want to be?
Well, one of the biggest things for me is, like, the funds. It's really hard when you really want a bunch of, like, you want good stock and a good breeding set to have, and the funds were really hard to come up with. It's also really hard because of land. I don't have much land to work with to have enough heifers and cows for good stock to produce to sell to the kids that would like a club calf. And I also run like a show cattle operation. That's more of what I mainly do than anything. I show winter round, and then I go in the summer at our fair and have a good time at the county fair and hope to do well, even though we have a very competitive county fair. So, Cody, do you show livestock?
Yeah, I show livestock. We've had a lot of pretty good success with our show calves. I've been going to Junior Hereford Association's Junior Nationals, and going to Junior Nationals is really exciting for me. Well, you get to meet people from every state that Herefords are in except Hawaii and Alaska, because it's quite a ways to go to show a calf. But I've met a lot of great people. I've done fairly good every year. For a little farm in Ohio that doesn't have a lot of recognition, to go to a national show, that was a real sense of self-accomplishment for me, with not always doing too great at county fair, state fair, but going to a national show where there's easily over 12,000 head of cattle, to get fourth in class out of eight calves, there's never been a bigger smile on my face. So what do you do on a daily basis to make sure that show steer is, or show calf is, getting where it needs to be? And what do you do as a showman that helps you improve along with your calf?
I practice on the calves, walking them mostly more than anything, aside from working on their hair and stuff. I walk them pretty much nightly and try to walk them into their stance with their back legs staggered, to make them look a little bit more beefy in their stance when they are in the show ring. And with me doing that, it really helps, because the steer or heifer, whatever you're showing, will begin to trust you a lot more in the show ring. And this, when you get that calf set up in the right position, you're not over there messing with it like some other kid would be doing, and the judge will notice that more than anything. I'm out there anywhere from 3 to 4 hours a night, just out there training the hair and washing them, because they're white, and once one gets pretty dirty, you gotta get that stain out so it doesn't stain them and make them look bad for one of the shows. It all worked out in the end, and I was pretty happy of how the steer did at the fair. He got fourth overall in his class, and I couldn't be happier for what he did and all of my accomplishments and all the work I did into him. Well, I think that's about all we have for you guys today. My name is Luke Wilson, and
Cody Reed,
and thank you for listening to us.
That was Luke Wilson and Cody Reed from Northeastern High School in Clark County, where they take part in the FFA program. This story was produced by Community Voices producer Anna Laurie. County Lines is supported by Ohio Humanities.